Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Scott Cuddy's out on the West Coast making sure it stays on the air. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Man, do we have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back, but in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And here in this Memorial Day, and it is the day, end of the weekend, we'd like to give thanks to all of our veterans out there who do it each and every day. And they go about it in a different way, too, the American Forces Radio Network. But for those of you who are plugged into devices and you're enjoying the day off and heading to the park or the beach or a parade or a fireworks display or an air show or whatever it is, let's not forget the reason for the day as we go forward. You can listen to it during the course of today here on the attack, because we're going to talk about that a bit, as we're going to talk about athletes who served as well as all the current sports stories here in the world of sports. So if you're plugged into your device, your iPhone, your iPoppy, your Android, your tablet, whatever the circumstances are, well, I'm glad you're listening to me. Today, you got no excuse. You can listen for an extended period of time. You're not really dealing with having to go to work, for the most part. And, tune in, stay tuned, and enjoy it while you're getting your day going. It's going to burn off here in the East Coast. We're going to have a nice day for some barbecue, but around the country, there's been some spotty weather. So if you're restricted to the indoors, well, that's okay, too. You know, we got you covered either way. All right? So get the kids in gear. Let the spouse sleep for a couple of minutes. And, just deal and enjoy. Like I said, with the American Forces Radio Network, we're good. We love these kids. They're out there each and every day putting it on the line for us. They're doing what we don't. So, you know, with that being said, let's get ready to step out here. You know, if you see somebody in a uni today, make sure you thank them, okay? Be cool. Go up, shake their hands, and then be on your way, because they're doing a tough job while we don't. Let's head for the exit ramp. We'll be back and set it up right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. It's no secret fresh-looking mulch can do wonders for your landscaping. But when is the right time to add it? Mulch will slow soil's warming, so adding it too early can stunt plant growth, and adding it too late won't allow your lawn and plants to absorb as many nutrients. That being said, it's best to add mulch when the weather becomes consistently warm. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Ace. Right now, get 30% off gallons of our top paint brands like Valspar, Clark & Kensington, and Royal. And with the Ace Extra Mile Promise, we'll help you get everything you need to paint in one trip, or delivery is free. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale. 30% off our top paint brands, now through Monday, only at Ace. Offer valid at participating stores on gallons only. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
This year, Aaron's Memorial Day holiday weekend event is going to be more memorable than ever, because just $5 gets you started leasing to own furniture, electronics, and appliances. And as always, there's no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Participating Aaron stores are open on Memorial Day. Don't miss it. Just $5 gets you started when you shop in-store or online from May 25th through the 28th during Aaron's Memorial Day holiday weekend event.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
The U.S. Senior Open Championship returns to Colorado Springs during the Broadmoor Centennial Celebration. Don't miss your chance to see Tom Watson, Fred Couples, Davis Love III, Kenny Perry, Bernhard Langer, and John Daly as they compete for the most sought-after title in the senior game. Ticket prices start at just $20. Get yours today at 2018ussenioropen.com.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Forrest, three-pointer, hits the front of the rim and goes forward. He's 3 for 3 from downtown. Shot clock down to 4. Tatum on the move. Tatum's got to put it up. Just gets it off in time and nails it. Jason Tatum with 17. Now Thompson on Rozier. Rozier gets to the basket. Can't get it to go. Horford had it. Goes back up. Bang shot. Missed it. Tips it to Baines. Baines blocked by Love. Kevin Love posting up. Wants it. Here's the double team. Love back to James. Drives. Count it. And one. Rozier. Alley-oop. And Horford throws it down. Al Horford with the slam. And the lead back up to 14.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. Black, you phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And on this Memorial Day, we honor those who have served. And we're going to work that in around the game stories and the various different stories in the world of sports. Cavaliers on to the finals, man. 87-79. Nothing but respect. Nothing but respect for LeBron and company. You can't make up what has gone on with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and for that matter, with the Boston Celtics. Boston losing for the first time on their home floor in the entire playoffs, and they lose in the Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Ty Lue juggled the lineup, and this time it actually paid results. Jeff Green with 19 big points, but LeBron, of course, with 35. Kevin Love out in the game. He shortened the bench. He didn't get much off the bench. Literally 5 points. A bunch of people didn't play. The story was about LeBron. It was about George Hill. It was about Tristan Thompson. It was about J.R. Smith. It was about Jeff Green, and it was about the fact that the Boston Celtics couldn't throw the ball in the ocean. Part of it was good defense. Part of it was just they shot like crap, and that's literally what it came down to. Terry Rozier, 2 of 14. Marcus Smart, 5 of 14. I'm sorry, 1 of 10. Marquise Morris, 5 of 14. Jaylen Brown, 5 of 18. The rookies finally showed up as rookies in a Game 7. Al Horford had 17 points. Jason Tatum, the only rookie who didn't show up bad, 42 minutes, 9 of 17 for 24 points. This kid's going to be a superstar in the sport. He's already a star. He's headed for greatness. But you score 79 points in a playoff game, you're not going to win the game. And that's what happened with Boston yesterday. They just could not shoot. On their home court, Cleveland got off slow. They were down 26-18, still down at halftime, but took the game over in the third quarter. They outscored the Celtics 20-13 and then 28-23 in the fourth quarter and one going away, 87-79. I mean, it unfortunately for Boston, it tarnishes what was a great season. He was one assist short of a triple double with 35 points, 15 boards, and 9 assists. LeBron was. Ty Lue said it was the best game he ever played in his career. I don't qualify stuff like that. But he played 48 minutes, and he got 12 of his points in the fourth quarter, so he still had the legs. You know, this is astounding stuff. And Stevens, the Boston coach, Brad Stevens, he knew exactly what he wanted to do. He was going to wear out LeBron because the supporting cast hasn't been doing anything for Cleveland. Well, good luck with that. That didn't exactly play it out. He kept throwing bodies at him. Everybody was on him at various different points. Horford was on him. Smart was on him. Morris was on him. They tried to be physical. They tried to be quick. Last time the Celtics had the lead was at 72-71. So it gives you an idea. They just scored 7 points the rest of the way. Cleveland goes on a 15-2 run in the fourth quarter, and that was it, Johnny. Smoke up, because that was done. You know, you got to realize something here, and this is extraordinary stuff. LeBron James has been in the finals every year since 2011. 4 straight with Miami, 4 straight with Cleveland. And many would argue this is the worst team that he's had around him during this run. Now, again, I'm not so sure I buy into that. I mean, if you look at it completely talent-wise, yeah, maybe you could make the argument. But don't forget, the execs with the Cavaliers made that move at midseason right at the trade deadline to get these younger bodies, quicker bodies, faster bodies around LeBron. It's been inconsistent. Ty Lue had to take time off because of the fact he wasn't feeling well. And they still managed to get there. One statement that I did find interesting, and as we all know, Kevin Love was out because of the concussion. But Kevin wanted to play. And the team kind of rallied around him. And considering that Kevin Love has been the whipping boy for Cleveland for the last couple of years, whenever they don't win a championship, it's always his fault. And for those of you who don't remember, he made the key defensive play in the championship game that they won against Golden State. So, you know, but it's always convenient. He's always the guy who doesn't come through. It's never LeBron. It's never Kyrie at the time. It was always Kevin Love. And they beat up on him again this year. But, man, that shot he took the other night was hardcore concussion material. And there was no way he was going to play. And the guys picked him up. So now we'll see if he clears the protocol. You know, it's only going to be, I think they start Friday, if I remember correctly, because Game 7's tonight with Houston and Golden State. But with that being said, I think they start on Friday. And so he's got a little bit of time to heal. But again, he's got a clear concussion protocol, and that's not always the easiest things to do. So we'll see. But Cleveland at least gets a few days of rest to gear it up a little bit. And, you know, I've already heard the pundits talking, saying, well, they don't have a chance. They're going to go out in 4. It's going to be there. You know, give it, you know, relax. Okay, relax. That's not necessarily the case. LeBron is just unbelievable. He's still the best player in the game. And his ability to carry this team, as he has each and every game except for one, the one blowout game against Boston, where he had a bad game. He was actually a human being. The rest of the time, he's just been off the charts phenomenal. And yesterday was no exception. Didn't matter who they threw at him. He was hitting him from outside. He was hitting him from inside. It was pretty incredible stuff. And he was efficient. You know, people don't realize this guy, he shoots so efficiently. And it's like some of it plays from the inside, but when he needs to hit the outside shot, is he a great outside shot? No, of course not. But he does manage to hit him when he needs him. 3 of 8 from three last night. 12 of 24 overall. 8 of 11 with his free throws. All of his rebounds were defensive rebounds, but who cares? 9 assists. He had 8 turnovers. But the ball was in his hand for 48 minutes. 48 minutes. Give me the ball. Give me the ball. Give me the ball. Give me the ball. And that's what he does. That's what he does best. The guy's freaking phenomenal. It's just, I always listen to this stuff. And, you know, we had Dr. Ian Smith on last week. And we were talking briefly about Stephen A. Smith and his comment about how LeBron would rather lose in the finals of the Eastern Conference than lose in the NBA finals to Golden State. Are you high? And I've heard other people say similar stuff. This guy is one of the great competitors in the history of the sport. He just will not go down without a fight. And he's still playing on an extremely high level, which for his age is absolutely phenomenal. You can't make it up. Anyway, we're going to hit the ramp right here. We'll veer off, maybe go to a Wawa, pick up a cup of coffee or something. I think I'm going to grab some coffee after. All right? We'll come back. We'll continue it right after this brief timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774.
800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Durant with the stuff. It counts in the foul.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah. You're back with the Attack, Black. You. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And on this Memorial Day, we're giving a little bit of love to the people who have served and continue to serve this country. And I always, there were a bunch of people and professional athletes who have served in various different capacities. Some lost their lives. I mean, you know, it goes without saying that you pay the ultimate sacrifice, that you certainly deserve the respect. But who always comes to mind is Ted Williams. Ted Williams was pretty amazing. I mean, he missed three seasons from 1943, 1944, 1945. He went back into the military in 1952. So, you know, here's a guy that sacrificed four seasons of his career, basically, because he in 1952, and he was 34 years old by then, he played 10 games. And he came back in 1953, post-career. Now, understand something. Ted Williams is considered the fifth ranked, I mean, according to, you know, whatever list you look on, and I don't do lists, you know that, but the fifth ranked baseball player of all time. You know, who cares? But when you look at his career and what he was doing, and this was pre-juiced baseball, he was always an average, and I mean four average hitter. His last season, he hit .316 in 113 games when he was 42 years old, just to give you an idea. He was the last guy to hit .400. When he hit .407 in 1953, was that it? Yeah, that was in 91 games. But, I mean, he also hit .406 when he was 23 years old in 1941. But here's a guy that ended up with 521 home runs, and he missed three seasons. Now, his average was 35 home runs roughly per season, and he missed three full years. And, you know, again, you never know, injury, the other things that are involved, all that kind of good stuff. But for the sake of discussion, let's give him 100 home runs onto his total. So he would have ended up with 621 home runs, which at the time that he retired would have put him second to Babe Ruth. He would have been bypassed by Willie Mays and, you know, a couple other players, but you get the point. He sacrificed the prime of his career in instances, not the absolute prime, because he was just, you know, insane when he was young. But, you know, it he served. He didn't hesitate. By the way, he got shot up. I don't mean physically shot up, but his plane got shot up the second tour in Korea, and damn near we lost him. That's not a story that's often publicized, but the guy was incredible. He was a patriot. He was one of the great athletes of all time. You take it back to the All-Star game that year when, you know, a couple of years before his death, and the players just literally, it was like touching the robe. That's how bad they wanted to be close to this guy. So, you know, one of the great athletes that ever served. In Ted Williams, as we play homage to athletes who served. Now here on this Memorial Day, you pay homage to LeBron James, because the guy just, you know, he just refuses to lose. And you go forward with this team, And again, I don't know how this is going to play out, whether it's Houston, whether it's Golden State. They're going to be prohibitive favorites. Everybody's going to be talking sweep. Everybody's going to be talking five games the most. Yeah, okay. You bet on that. I was wrong. I thought Cleveland was going to go out the door. I thought Toronto had their number this year. Yeah, okay. Four straight, and Dwayne Casey's looking for a job. They didn't even hesitate. I mean, usually you at least have the class to wait till the end of the playoffs to do it. No. With Siri and those guys, goodbye. We can't beat this guy. Everybody in the East, every single coach in the East must be looking at LeBron James going, please go West. They're hoping for two things to happen here. They're hoping for Houston to lose and Golden State to go and Golden State to beat Cleveland and LeBron to leave Cleveland and sign with the Houston Rockets out West to try to put them over the top against Golden State. That's what everybody, every single coach in the East, coaches that haven't been hired yet for teams in the East, coaches that will be fired next year and people will be hired to replace them in the East, are hoping that LeBron James goes West. Because apparently that's the only way they're going to get out of the Eastern Conference. Is by him going West. And the Boston Celtics are no exception. And we'll get into their season and what they talked about in a couple of minutes. But I mean, I am just having so much fun with the fact, and he ain't going to the Lakers, Scotty. I'm having so much fun with the fact that every time somebody looks to bury LeBron, he just unshovels the dirt and throws it back in their face. It's like the guy on the beach. He's Jack LaLanne. What happened to you over the summer? I built muscles. He just refuses to lay down and die. You know? You ever watch Gladiator? Russell Crowe? At one point, Joaquin Phoenix goes up to him and goes, why won't you just die? I don't mean literally, of course, with LeBron James, but, you know, here the guy, he's pushing 34. The wheels just won't come off the wagon. They may at some point in time, but not thus far. The guy's unbelievable. And will it happen? Of course it will happen. At some point in time, a knee's going to happen or just Father Time will catch up. Father Time always wins. But not yet. Not now. I mean, I would love to be the fly on the wall when the guys who do socialize together, the Carmelos and Chris Pauls and, Russell and whoever he socializes with and, when they're chilling around drinking their $400 bottles of wine, because they're all into the wine club now, which I think is very cool, actually. And they're sitting there and they're going about their business. And they're talking about LeBron. Because that's got to be one bleeping conversation, because I bet there are more F-bombs dropped in that conversation involving him than anybody I've ever seen in my life. And I mean that with respect. I mean, Carmelo slowed up. Chris Paul has a hammy. He moved on from the Clippers looking to get a championship. And maybe he plays tonight. Maybe he doesn't. It's a game time decision, allegedly. But my sources on the inside say he's not going to play. I mean, I don't get it. And they must sit around saying to themselves, pass another wine, will you? When did the wheels fall off this guy? He and Carmelo came in at the same time. Carmelo's, he's a shell of his former self. And he didn't play on the same level of LeBron. And what I mean by that is he was always a scorer, but he wasn't an inside presence. He could go inside when he wanted to, but he played on the perimeter. He was an ISO player, same as LeBron. but never took the physical pounding that LeBron did. And Carmelo's legs are, you know, they're gone. He's a shell of what he was. This next year, and I mean, he may meander around and go from team to team trying to chase a ring for a couple of years, but basically he's done. His last season next year will be in Oklahoma City, a last season on his contract, will be next year in OKC. At some point, the same thing is going to happen to Westbrook because guys his size see Allen Iverson. It just happens. All of a sudden, they can't get there anymore. And Westbrook's shot falls into the same category as LeBron's. It's good, but not great. He makes his money on the inside. When you're 6 foot, that's a pretty tough thing to do in a National Basketball Association. So all these guys must just look at LeBron like, what the bleep? And of course, at the end of this season, you're going to have more speculation on where LeBron's going to go or not go or whatever. Cleveland, bada-boom, bada-bang, bada-boom. Who knows? Cleveland may be starting from scratch all over again. And if he goes, well, you know, nobody will villainize him. He got Cleveland back to the finals again. I mean, pundits will vilify him, but, you know, not the city of Cleveland. They love him. And they'll be begging him to stay no matter what. But with that being said, yeah. All right, let's screech to a halt here. When we come back, more NBA. We'll talk from the Celtics' perspective, and we'll give you another athlete that we want to talk about who served here on Memorial Day. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day savings for all the projects popping up on your to-do list. Add a pop of color to your porch or patio with your choice select hanging baskets or planters, 2 for $10. And freshen up your landscape with new mulch and save, because now you can get 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 5/23 through 5/30. While supplies last, color and selection vary by location. U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Terry Rozier, alley-oop, and Horford throws it down. Al Horford with the slam. And the lead back up to 14.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Black. You're not. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And on this Memorial Day, we're giving homage to a lot of the athletes who served, and many did. Another one is Bullet Bob Feller, who was, if you never saw him pitch, was just amazing. Here's another guy, and he was done by the time I was, well, born. But he was an amazing pitcher. He was 266 and 162 in his career. Hall of Famer. Played on some really bad Cleveland Indian teams. He also played on some really good Cleveland Indian teams. But to give you an idea, now here's a guy that served during World War II, 1942, 1943, 1944. Okay. In the years leading up to the war, in 1939, he was 24-9. 1940, he was 27-11. This is back in the day where they pitched complete games. 1941, he was 25-13. Now, the year he came out, now he came back in 1945 after the war ended, went 5-3, but, you know. In 1946, he was 26-15, and in 1947, he was 20-11 at age 28. This was literally in the prime of his career. He gave up 3 years of military service, where he was averaging 24 wins a season. So put another 72 wins on his resume. He's well over 300 for his career. The guy was just phenomenal. A 3.25 ERA. And, I mean, he was just on a level that, you know, he had a family draft exemption, family hardship. They did give it out in those days. But he was one of those guys, when he heard that the Japanese had bombed Pearl Harbor, he enlisted. He went right in. He was assigned to be a physical training instructor because, you know, look, they always said that they don't play favorites. They do. You know, it happened with Joe Louis. It happened with any number of athletes. But he actually volunteered to go into combat, and he ended up being a gun captain and ended up returning to the major leagues in 1945. So, I mean, pretty phenomenal stuff. Pretty phenomenal stuff. He was absolutely amazing. And again, a guy who served. Right in his prime. Right in his prime. Celts, they get a lot because they're in their prime. A lot of people are going to look at this and say, well, they can't get over the hump. And Philadelphia is the future of the conference, which may or may not be. I mean, I think that rivalry is going to go forward for quite some time. And that's another landing destination for LeBron, by the way, is Philadelphia. He'd slot in at that small forward position and they'd be off to the races. Don't be surprised if he ends up there. If he stays in the Eastern Conference, there's going to be two choices. It's going to be Cleveland, and he stays home, or it's going to be Philadelphia, and they're going to contend for the title next year. That's it. Case closed. That's the only destinations in the East. Destinations out West, it's fluid. Previous to this year, I would have said San Antonio, but nah, not going to happen. He ain't going to L.A. Everybody thinks he's going to L.A. He ain't going to L.A. He wants to win a title right now. This is going to be one of his last opportunities. It's going to be Houston if he goes out West. and probably Philly if he stays east. I would be ultimately surprised if it's any other destination, other than Cleveland, of course. But I don't know that he thinks he can win a title as constituted. Although they have two first-round draft picks this year, including the Nets draft picks, which Ainge gave them for Kyrie Irving. So they can get an impact player to put with him. But again, we'll see. That discussion will start after the season. But for Boston, it's going to be an interesting offseason. Ainge is a master manipulator. Does he grab a guy like Brook Lopez, who's out on the free agent market? I would. I'd put him in there. He's a significant upgrade from Aaron Baines. You could get him for the right price. Horford could play a little more power forward. They have an incredible young core with Rozier, Brown, and Tatum, who did not play like rookies until Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. And Tatum didn't, but Brown and Rozier did. You got a banger up front with Marcus Morris. You got to make a decision on his contract. You got to make a decision on Marcus Smart's contract. Guys like Greg Monroe, probably gone. It's funny, that's a guy that just can't stick on a basketball team who's talented. Must be other things going on. They didn't even play him last night. But the real thing going on here is next year, you're going to move Gordon Hayward back into that lineup. Kyrie's going to go back into that lineup. There's a lot of juggling that's going to go on with the Boston Celtics. And they're going to have to make hard decisions. You know, again, one of them, Marcus Smart, who just cannot shoot the ball. And I know the guy works at it. We know he works at it. 1 of 10. He just couldn't throw it in the ocean. And it was one of those games. Yeah, I remember in the playoffs last year when he dropped 30. And everybody's like, well, he figured it out. He's just one of those guys. You're going to get 20 out of him one day, and you're going to get 3 out of him the next day. And it makes it difficult to justify keeping him. However, he's arguably the best on-ball defender in the National Basketball Association. You got a guy that's handling the basketball, you want Marcus Smart on him. Nobody plays better defense in this league than him. He's the new Tony Allen. And Tony Allen's stuck in this league for a long, long time playing basketball like that. Better shooter. But they're going to have to figure out whether or not they fish or cut bait with him. Because if you notice, when they struggled, which wasn't very often in these playoffs, but when they did struggle against Milwaukee early, it was because Marcus Smart was hurt. Once Marcus Smart came back into the lineup, it was full glue. And going forward, what does that mean? Well, they're going to have to figure out a way to keep him under contract. Because there's going to be players, there's going to be teams that are going to come a-calling for Marcus Smart. They're not going to throw the max contract at him. But if they can figure out a way to get him into their team, and they're a team that doesn't play particularly great defense, he's the guy you want, baby. Because he's going to play everybody. The only people he can't guard for a long-term period of time are seven-footers. Everybody else is fair game. Because he's a legit 6'4". He clamps down on smaller point guards. He clamps down on outside shooters. He can match up against the small forwards because he's quick enough and he's bulky enough. And you can even put him on a power forward for a limited period of time. They'll post him down low every once in a while. But most power forwards operate on the perimeter now. So if they're out on the perimeter, he'll pick their pocket clean. Won't even think about it. You know, but again, they didn't get over the hump. And this is the time of year that nobody wants to hear about injuries. Nobody wants to hear about, well, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. You got to the conference finals. And that's all right. but you still want to get over the hump. Now, what'll go forward? Well, we'll see. Again, Danny Ainge usually makes the right moves. Could he be bold enough to find out what the market is for Kyrie Irving? I guess in theory he could. He could. I mean, if he thinks Rozier could be the guy going forward, yeah, I guess in theory he could go in that direction. Now, I wouldn't do it. I mean, you would like to see them with an entire season healthy. You know, you got a decent, a really good backup in Rozier. There's probably a market for Rozier, too. Maybe he can finagle a first-round lotto pick out of a team that needs a point guard. See the Knicks. He ain't going to trade with the Knicks. But, I mean, the opportunity would be there. I mean, Stevens talked about it yesterday. Talking about their team effort and, you know, what they were able to do. Obviously, he wasn't going to sit there and put his team down for not being able to score points, but obviously they didn't and couldn't. But he talked about trying to defend LeBron. He said, I thought it was an outstanding defensive game. And again, he still had 35, 15, and 9. It's a joke. And it is. The guy's that great. I don't know. I mean, everybody's going, well, Boston, they're never going to get over the hump. And maybe they don't. Because you are going to have to deal with Cleveland. I mean, with Philly, excuse me. Coming up the rearview mirror. And as I always talk about on this show, you got to learn how to win. You take the baby steps. You accumulate the talent. You make the playoffs. Usually you get eliminated in the first round. Didn't happen in Philadelphia this year. Bounced in the second. But they got the experience and they got the taste and they go home hungry. And next year, they're going to have the opportunity to move forward again. There's a lot of youth on that team. Nobody's truly a locker room leader at this point in time. Embiid talks a lot, but they haven't won anything. And I like Embiid. He's got a really good attitude with the game, and he loves to play, loves to win. Simmons is very quiet. But they have flaws. Like I said, this is why, to me, Philly is one of the great landing spots for LeBron. Because he goes in there, he controls that locker room, and he shows these guys how to win. And they can make it work. There's enough scoring talent on that team where they can make it work. And it's a good fit, inside, outside. They're primed to take that next step forward right this very minute. Don't be surprised if he goes. You know, we'll see. But for Boston, it's reincorporating everybody back into the fold and making the decisions on who stays and who goes. And that, you know, that's always the problem. Eventually, you have to pay guys. And they're coming to that cross on the road right now, that fork in the road. So we'll see. All right, let's hit the brakes. Try not to skid. No skid marks anyway. And on the way out the door for hour one, we'll continue with the attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, Get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Black, you, Memorial Day. We're talking about different athletes who served different eras. Now, going back to when Scott became a young adult, Ty Cobb during World War I served. And he was also the guy at the top of his game in 1918. He was in the first class to go into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. He applied for chemical warfare service during World War I. He ended up becoming the captain of his unit. And there was a training session, and they used chemicals, you know, during World War I. The Germans used it. We returned fire. There was an accident during training, and it poisoned the lungs of the majority of his unit. Cobb was lucky enough to stay away from it and return to baseball in 1919. But he's another one volunteered. Now, again, when you're these guys, there was a sense of patriotism within them, and I don't want to say that it doesn't exist now, but it was different time, different attitude, different mores. But I mean, the guys that we've talked about, the first three during this hour, were three of the greatest players to ever suit up in baseball. I mean, if you were playing a pickup team and you had to choose, it would be a very tough decision between the three of them as to who you would pick up first. So, you know, again, on this Memorial Day, just showing a little bit of respect to the athletes who served. We'll have more in the hour following. But for now, stay tuned for the news. And when we come back, more fun and frivolity here in the Attack. Don't go. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We've got additional staff coming in. We've got additional on standby to come in.
On this Memorial Day Monday holiday, first responders and emergency officials in the Gulf Coast states are preparing for subtropical storm Alberto to make landfall later today.
We're preparing for the storm, and we'd ask the public to do the same.
That's Florida's Bay County Sheriff Tommy Ford. A state of emergency in place today after a town outside Baltimore, Maryland, was inundated with floodwaters yesterday. A flash flood rushing through Ellicott City's main street, sweeping away cars and damaging buildings. Over 7 inches of rain fell in a matter of about 5 hours. Keeping with tradition, President Trump will be marking today's Memorial Day observance with a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Attention computer users, as the FBI is urging everyone to reboot their routers to stop Russia-linked malware from spreading. A sophisticated malware system linked to Russia has apparently infected hundreds of thousands of internet routers, and the malware is reportedly able to block web traffic, collect information that passes through home and office routers, and disable the devices completely. The FBI says simply turning the router off for at least 10 seconds and then turning it back on will at least temporarily disrupt the malware if it's there. A Republican representative calls it horrible to have parents separated from their children, even if they do cross the border illegally. Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina says
there is real bipartisan support for changing that.
He tells CBS's Face the Nation that conservatives and moderates, Democrats and Republicans all agree keeping a family together is the best strategy, and it's something they'll need to do and will address. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
More buildings are being lost to lava from the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island. Civil defense officials now say 82 structures there have been destroyed by the erupting volcano, and over 2,200 acres are now covered in lava. The rumbling volcano also still producing dozens of earthquakes on the island. It seems a growing number of Americans are not taking their vacations this year. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Bankrate conducted a survey finding 49% responding they were not taking a vacation, with 50% of those people saying they can't afford it. 24% have other family obligations, while 22% indicated they can't take the time off. Greg McBride of Bankrate said there's 6 million employment positions open in the economy right now because employers can't find qualified workers. So a lot of people are tethered to their desk. I'm John Clemens.
It seems parishioners of the Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in Hobbs, New Mexico, believe they saw a statue of the Virgin Mary crying last week. Church officials now want the area's Catholic diocese to investigate what they say could be a miracle. And a co-founder of Atari, who helped create the video game industry, has died. Ted Dabney founded the legendary company in 1972. He passed away Saturday at the age of 82. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Well, welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Scott Cuddy's out on the West Coast making sure it stays on the air. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. I'm Bob Black, 71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you it is, we have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. We love them right back. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's about radio on the go, various different ways that you can use your device to get this show here and start your day. What I mean by that is this. Download the apps. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. You're good to go. And whether you have your iPhone, your Android, your iPoppy, your tablet, your desktop, whatever the circumstances are, most people are off today, so maybe you're not sitting at your desk, or maybe you're catching up on your emails. That's a beautiful thing, too. But you can get The Attack. If you happen to be sitting at your desk, you can click on our Listen Live button on the website, sportsbylineusa.com, and have some fun with that. Craig Carton starts tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific. And that's going to go from 9 until 12 Eastern, 6 until 9 Pacific. And he'll be talking the world of sports, the legendary Craig Carton out of New York. And we'll have some fun on the network with that. Maybe he and I will get into a battle of words. We never know. We'll have a good time. I promise you that. All in fun, of course. All in fun. And it's a great addition to the network, and we will enjoy it going forward. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, as we said. And on this Memorial Day, we think about the soldiers, the fallen, the people who are active, people who are going to be active somewhere down the line. I mean, they serve. They serve while we don't, and it's important. On the American Forces Radio Network, they're listening around the world right as I speak, and the relationship we have with them through Army-Navy and what the Jefe has done with the heavy lifting all those years, we really appreciate. So if you see somebody in uni today on the street, do me a favor. Go up to them, shake their hand, thank them. Give them an attaboy or an attagirl. Buy them a cup of coffee, whatever the circumstances are. Go to a parade. Plant some flags at the ceremony. All right? So, check it out and just make sure you do the right thing because they're working hard. All right? So we're going to screech to a halt right here. And when we come back, we'll have more of The Attack here on Hour 2. Don't go anywhere.
This year, Aaron's Memorial Day holiday weekend event is going to be more memorable than ever because just $5 gets you started leasing to own furniture, electronics, and appliances. And as always, there's no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Participating Aaron's stores are open on Memorial Day. Don't miss it. Just $5 gets you started when you shop in-store or online from May 25th through the 28th during Aaron's Memorial Day holiday weekend event.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. It's no secret fresh-looking mulch can do wonders for your landscaping. But when is the right time to add it? Mulch will slow soil's warming, so adding it too early can stunt plant growth, and adding it too late won't allow your lawn and plants to absorb as many nutrients. That being said, it's best to add mulch when the weather becomes consistently warm. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Ace. Right now, get 30% off gallons of our top paint brands like Valspar, Clark & Kensington, and Royal. And with the Ace Extra Mile Promise, we'll help you get everything you need to paint in one trip, or delivery is free. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale. 30% off our top paint brands, now through Monday, only at Ace. Offer valid at participating stores on gallons only. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now Stastny battling with Tatar. Puck kept alive by the Golden Knights. Carpenter across and a golden opportunity for Tatar. Now he scores! 1-0 Vegas!
Has a scratch Shane Gersich and Travis Boyd once more tonight up front.
That's great calmness there by the young defenseman, Juice. I mean, he was textbook.
Score! Ovechkin with a quick trigger, fooling Bobrovsky, and the Caps have their first three-goal lead of the series.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Oh, yeah. There's a great thing happening in the world of sports, and it's called the Las Vegas Golden Knights. They're matching up against the Washington Capitals, who have finally made it to the Stanley Cup Finals. Ovechkin finally getting there after all these years. But on this Memorial Day, again, we're talking about athletes that have served and continue to serve in the military. And we'll bounce one out there real quick. And Roger Staubach, who I had the pleasure of meeting this last go-round with Army-Navy, and I've told the story a couple of times, but it's worth telling again. There was a kid that was working the Wounded Warrior Project booth right next to WFAN. And they were nice enough, USAA and the people that run the program were nice enough to provide us with commemorative helmets and footballs, life-size stuff. And, you know, whoever your guests were, we had them sign them and all that kind of stuff. And it was cool. It was a very nice event. And Roger was there, and he had just done his interview with FAN and just was moving over to the Wounded Warrior Project. And the guy who was running it told his intern to go out for a pass because this guy will throw the football to you. So he went out about 25 yards across the lobby at the Philly Convention Center, and Roger hit him on a dime. And the kid caught it, ran it back over. He said, go out for another one. He threw it. The kid dropped that one. And he brought the ball back over, and Roger was graceful enough to say, nah, we can't end it with you dropping the football. He said, go deep. Now, understand something. If you've ever been in the Philly Convention Center in the lobby, it's about 100 yards across. I mean, there's serious room there to throw the football. So the kid goes out about 40 yards. Roger drills him in the chest. I'm not talking these lollipop throws. I'm talking about lasers. And hits him in the chest. Kid goes back over. Roger signs the ball. Moves on to his next interview. Kid turns to me. He goes, who was that? I was like, what? He goes, I never caught a football before. I'm a hockey player. Those were the first two footballs I ever caught. Well, they got thrown to him by Roger Staubach. Staubach was in the Naval Academy in 1965, won the Heisman, won the MVP in the National Football League, won the MVP in the Super Bowl. joined the Cowboys in 1969 after 5 years of service. Did 1 year in Vietnam as a supply officer. Dallas waited, got him, led him to the big one. So, you know, again, another guy who saw the obligation and fulfilled it. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. Like I said, you've got an incredible story. Scott and I were talking about it off the air. The bookies are going to take a bath if Vegas wins. What's going to happen? I don't know. We got game one tonight in Vegas. It's an incredible story. As we've talked about many years on the attack, sometimes just having a hot goaltender is enough. But they've got some really good players on that hockey team. But Marc-Andre Fleury, he's done it before. He did it with Pittsburgh. They've been able to ride the chain. He's done it. Two of the better teams in hockey, 109 points for Vegas in the regular season, 105 for Washington. Home ice goes to Vegas. But, you know, this is a team that calls themselves the Golden Misfits. These were people that were exposed in the NHL expansion draft. Now, here's the thing, and this is why, and you know, I'm doing this for Scott as much as anything else. This is why Vegas has been able to compete. Okay? You've got a team that, because of the fact that hockey has a hard salary cap, ain't no flexibility. They had to expose players who were either underachievers or getting a little bit long in the tooth. Now, in the case of Pittsburgh, they had a goalie that led them to the Stanley Cup last year. Marc-Andre did it the year before. Fleury was expendable, so they gave him up. He's only 33 years old. Vegas jumped on it like you couldn't believe, and completely understandable. He was literally their first pick. And they filled it with players who were good but not great or underachievers that they were hoping would get it done. You had people that were lining up at 6:30 in the morning to make sure they were going to be able to watch a 35-minute practice at 11 a.m. out in Summerlin, where the Golden Knights practice. Celine Dion wearing a Marc-Andre Fleury jersey during one of her shows at Caesars Palace. Statue of Liberty in front of New York, New York, draped in a Golden Knights jersey. Golden Knight fever is across the country for all hockey fans. It really is. Now, you know, again, there are exceptions. There are people, and as we were talking about, the process of being able to acquire good players was easier this time around, mostly because of the hard salary cap. And this is a Washington team that they're going up again, who's been 8-2 on the road in the playoffs. And they beat Tampa Bay 4-0 in Tampa on Wednesday night. So there's great storylines here. Now, usually the NHL screws it up and they can't take advantage of it. Game's going to be on NBC tonight at 8 o'clock. We'll see what the ratings are because it's a hell of a good story. You got one big market in Washington and one smaller market in Vegas, but the story of Vegas transcends sports a little bit. The Knights are 35-11-2 at home. We'll see how many people with hangovers show up. I don't think there's slot machines in the arena, but, you know, hey. Not that the regular season means much because they only met twice, but Vegas won both meetings, 3-0 in Vegas in December and 4-3 at the Capital One Arena on February 4th. That's the exposure. I mean, look, Washington's familiar. You know, they know this goalie. And again, it's just riding the hot hand. I mean, it's literally what it comes down to. You It's, you know, sometimes it that's just the way it plays out. But like I said, don't discount Ovi's storyline, because he's a great player, not a good player, a great player, who's now 32 years of age. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting series for a lot of reasons. A lot of reasons. Great storylines. Bookies are sweating bullets. The amount of money that they could lose is just off the hook. You know, and the thing here, and I think this is where you're probably going to see whether or not Vegas can stand up to the pressure, is they haven't been pressured. They've just annihilated everybody in their path. So from that aspect of it, we'll see if they do end up down, you know, 3-2 in the third period with 4 minutes left. Let's see what happens. So we'll find out. But it's a great, great storyline. And, well, where it goes from there, we figure out. All right, so we're going to step aside right now. And when we come back, we'll continue with the world of sports. We'll also be continuing with our storyline of, you know, just people who have served, professional athletes who served in the military. So let's step out right here. When we come back, more fun and frivolity here in the attack. Don't go anywhere.
Full Knights.
Say Theodore, second chance to win the game for Vegas. Here he comes to the net. Backhand score!
Able to work it ahead. And here's Nate Schmidt along with Neal. Neal sidesteps Edward. Scores! James Neal! And the Knights have the lead!
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack on Black. Well, you're not. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We've been talking athletes. One that comes to mind, and, you know, he wasn't a great player. He was a very good player. But he was part of the Pittsburgh Steelers dynasty. Rocky Blyer, who was drafted into the Army, he went after his rookie season, and Blyer got badly hurt. His platoon got ambushed, and shrapnel, he had a grenade land near him, put shrapnel into his leg. They never thought he'd play again, and he came back in 1971, and worked his way back into the National Football League. Ended up playing 10 years in the league and caught the game-winning touchdown in Super Bowl 13. He is a legendary figure in Pittsburgh and one of those guys that just flies under the radar a little bit. You know, you never see his story on the NFL Network. And he's one guy that you should see on the NFL Network. So, you know, it's pay homage. Pay homage. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. And speaking of the NFL, some storylines. A few. Not too many, but a few. Nonetheless. You've got it. I have a feeling that you're going to have an interesting year in Seattle. And I don't know if it's going to be interesting good or interesting bad. And what I mean by that is this. Cliff Avril, who just got released, well, earlier this month anyway, by the Seattle Seahawks, said a lot of people are turned off now to Pete Carroll. And this is always the problem when, you know, you have a quote-unquote player's coach. And this all is because of the call that was made back in the Super Bowl against against New England. And he did a podcast with the NFL Network, and he had the same reaction that everybody who was watching the football game. You had beast mode in the backfield. Give him the freaking football. And instead, they got clever down on the goal line. You know, it made Malcolm Butler's career, who's now moved on to greener pastures. And the window has slammed shut on the Seahawks as far as winning another Super Bowl in the foreseeable future. Just how it is. Carroll took the hit. It was Darren Bevell's call, but Carroll took the hit. It just when you think you are smarter than traditional football, and you think you are better than knowing what you should do in that particular situation, you end up with an interception on the goal line and you lose a Super Bowl that you should have won. Because, you know, quite frankly, he goes in there, Lynch, game's over. Well, I mean, it was only, what, 26 seconds, 15 seconds, whatever it was. There was not going to be Tom Brady coming back. Wasn't going to happen. And from that moment on, and this was everything they were built on. I mean, you think about that, right? In this draft, Rashad Penny got drafted basically to become the next Marshawn Lynch because Carroll wants to get back to what they were doing when they were winning Super Bowls and not having to rely on Russell Wilson to literally score every single touchdown that his team scored last year. He was involved one way or the other. You know, and I remember sitting there at the time thinking, man, if there was ever a chance that a game got thrown, this is the chance. Now, we know it didn't happen that way. But for him to call that pass play was literally the second dumbest. Well, actually, it was the dumbest. There was one that happened the following year where that was second dumbest. But this was literally the worst call in the history of football. I mean, it's there with the Gary Yopremian Ikeka touchdown. This was the worst. They gave the game away, literally. The biggest game on the biggest stage against the biggest team. And they handed it to them. And Cliff Averill was saying that the guys started questioning more and more. And his approach with Russell Wilson was rub the defensive guys the wrong way, particularly with guys like Richard Sherman. And, they circled the wagons, and that's fine. But you look at who they got out of town. The Legion of Boom is gone. They're redoing it on that side of the football, and they're hoping that they got the right guys, particularly in the draft. Now, the Seahawks got rid of him because of failed physical. But we'll see. And he's probably going to retire. But the next spine injury back in October, he missed the final 12 games. I don't think anybody's going to take a flyer on him. But the window is slammed firmly shut for the foreseeable future for Seattle. They still have Russell Wilson. But they've got to get back to when he has an off game, they've still got to be able to run that football. And that's why they got Penny. You could have gotten him in the second round, probably not where they were sitting, but they reached for the guy they wanted. And he's going to be a between the tackle, 20 carry, 25 carry guy every single day. They tried it with Buffet Lacy, and he pushed back from the buffet and lost weight. It didn't make a difference. He's done. Whatever he had in Green Bay is long gone. And there'll be other guys there. But this is Carroll, and I said it after the draft. I think this is his last year in Seattle. Especially if they plummet. And when you look at that division, and you look at everything that the Rams did on defense, and changing out parts on offense, adding Cooks, and getting rid of, what the hell is his name? Kid that went to Kansas City. The Niners are on the way up, although I don't think they're as good as everybody thinks they are. But you look at Seattle, man. And that ain't no joke. They got problems. There's no depth at running back. There's no depth at wide receiver. The line's a work in progress. Ed Dixon's a pretty solid tight end, but he's 30 years old. They moved on there. And they got to make sure that these people that they have can play. You know, they're plugging in now with guys like DJ Fluker. So it's a team that, you know, politely put is in flux. Impolitely put is plummeting down. So this is going to be interesting. Rams took a hit. Morgan Fox is going to miss the 2018 season. He tore his ACL during OTAs. 2.5 sacks in 2017. I mean, he's a backup guy, but he's a solid backup guy. So they take a hit along the line on their depth. You know, when we start previewing NFL teams over the course of the summer, which we will be doing, there's a perception that the Rams are going to be invincible, that they're making their Super Bowl run. But as Lee Corso says, not so fast. There's stuff going on with that team that some I like, some I really like, some I wonder. And not the least of which, Wade Phillips is going to have his hands full. And when you look at that defense and the ability they have there, there's no question about the ability of the team. But they got a situation with a contract with Aaron Donald. They've got volatile players on that side of the ball, Ndamukong Suh. And in the backfield, you got Malcolm Peters and Aqib Talib. They're both jump-the-route guys who get burned on double moves. If there's no pass rush, they got problems. But we'll talk about that on the other side. We'll also do a little Tampico on the other side right after this brief timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day savings for all the projects popping up on your to-do list. Add a pop of color to your porch or patio with your choice select hanging baskets or planters, 2 for $10. And freshen up your landscape with new mulch and save, because now you can get 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 5/23 through 5/30. While supplies last, color and selection vary by location. U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, mister. Will you stick a fellow American to a meal?
Such impudence never came my way. Early this afternoon, I gave you money. While I was having my shoes polished, I gave you more money. Now you put the bite on me again. Do me a favor, will you? Go occasionally to somebody else. It's beginning to get tiresome.
Oh, excuse me, mister. I never knowed it was you. I never looked at your face. I just looked at your hands and the money you gave me. Beg pardon, mister. I promise I'll never put the bite on you again.
This is the very last you get from me. Just to make sure you don't forget your promise, here's another peso.
Thanks, mister. Thanks.
But from now on, you have to make your way through life without my assistance.
The Tampico update brought to you by our good friends at the Weather Channel. The Weather Channel, it'll save your ass. Beautiful day in Tampico, Mexico. 89 for high, 77 for low, 79 currently. UV index 1 out of 10. Winds calm. Humidity is 87%. It's gorgeous. It's the place to be. It's Tampico, Mexico, the coolest city ever. Tampico, Illinois, not too shabby either. Right now, it is 84 degrees. It's going to be a high of 96. So they're actually outdoing Tampico, Illinois, as far as temperature goes. UV index 2 out of 10. Humidity 64%, so it's hot but relatively dry, a little bit comfortable. Tampico, Illinois, until the 20th of December, no longer the coldest city ever.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Where the hell did that come from? 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. That ain't bad. Los Angeles Rams, as I said, everybody is anointing them to be Super Bowl contenders, which I probably think they will be. But there's interesting things going on there. And Wade Phillips and his base 3-4-D are going to have their hands full this year for a couple of reasons. First, they got to come to terms with Aaron Donald, which they more than likely will, but they got to get him into camp. There's not a lot of depth. As I said, Fox getting hurt decreases the depth. The trick for them is going to be getting a pass rush going. Now, look, we know what Aaron Donald is. He's just a great player. Not a good player. He's a great player. And his ability to get to the passer, stuff the run, however you want to put it. It doesn't really matter. He just is brilliant. 11 sacks last year. He's the best defensive player in the game, with all due respect to J.J. Fox. On the other side, Michael Brockers, also a very solid player, but nothing to write home about. 4.5 sacks, okay. And Ndamukong Suh, who signed a big contract with Miami, got all the upfront money and then disappeared, is now 31 years old. He's a case and a half. 4.5 sacks last year, but, playing on a pretty pedestrian team. They're going to have to provide pass rush. And I don't know if they can do it. Alec Ogletree got moved on for some reason. They didn't think he was worth the contract. Their linebacker core, quite frankly, is a bunch of people that you've never heard of, with the exception of Mark Barron. I don't know what kind of pressure they're going to be able to provide. And then that defense, as I said, and everybody looks at the defense and they say to themselves, okay, we got two Pro Bowl cornerbacks that were added. The safeties are good. So now everything is fine. We're going to have the most dominant defense in the history of the National Football League, at least back to the 85 Bears. Not so fast. Okay. Both Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib are guys that jump routes. All right. When they played on teams that got to the passer and the ball comes out early, they could jump the routes because the routes weren't completed. When they played with players who weren't able to get the pass rush, they get burned because they're not really fundamentally sound cornerbacks, either one of them. They rely on athletic ability, speed, and anticipation to get the job done. And it, look, that's not a bad thing. They both are proven talents. They're also both proven head cases. So, I mean, you're bringing in three guys who have had issues dealing with coaches, number one. Then you had a guy that wants a contract who hasn't gotten it yet, number two. And you're hoping that this will all glue together and complement your offense, which, in theory, you upgraded. Now, I mean, so long as Todd Gurley's healthy, that's going to make Jared Goff's job a lot easier. They don't have great depth at the receiver position, but they have two first-rate wideouts in Woods and Cooks. Again, don't put these guys in the Super Bowl just quite yet. There's going to be some conversation to be had about that. And don't overlook Arizona either. A lot of that's going to depend on what their first-year coach does. But there's talent on that team as well. You know, again, you win the offseason, that's one thing. You win the regular season, that's a completely different set of circumstances. They're fortified up front on their offensive line. They didn't really, you know, get anything until the third round because of all the trades that had gone down previously, but that's okay. I mean, they got a team that got to the playoffs and we're in a step getting to the NFC Championship game. So they paid the price early, but we'll see. You know, they get one or two guys that stick. That'll be okay. But they really tried to go interior, which is where you do find value in the middle and the late rounds. So, we'll find out. But don't put them in the Super Bowl just quite yet. Don't put them in the Super Bowl just quite yet. +1 800 878 PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Now, you know, a couple of the other athletes, and we, of course, can't ignore Pat Tillman. Here's a guy that volunteered after 9/11, turned down a $3.6 million contract to go to war, and was killed by friendly fire, which, unfortunately, for the image of the armed forces, they tried to cover up. And a career that never was. The NFL honors him every year, and I think they do the right thing by his wife, but, you know, unfortunately a waste of life, as is all casualties in war. But, you know, like I said, I'm very loyal to the servicemen and those that serve, but the Army really screwed it up on that one. They really did. They deserved all the abuse they got. And speaking of abuse, Jackie Robinson was another guy, went into the service. I mean, aside from being a groundbreaker, first African-American to play in the major leagues back in 1947, back in 42, he was in the Army. And in 44, he actually got court-martialed because he refused to move to the back of a segregated bus. He got acquitted and received an honorable discharge. But he took as much crap in the armed forces as he did in baseball at the beginning. And he was the ultimate groundbreaker. You know, he died of a heart attack, and he died pretty young, which people forget too. It, considering what he went through in his life and the amount of pressure he had to deal with, it's not surprising that he went the way he did. Now, I'm not going to blame Branch Rickey for it because he spoke to Robinson, who was an amazingly intelligent human being, and said, look, this is the way we have to do it. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to break the barrier. And there were other players who were more talented, and there were other players who were being considered. But Ricky, who was determined to break the color barrier, felt that the temperament of those players was such that being the first was going to involve so much pressure that many of them would have broken and lashed out or, you know, punched out somebody or whatever circumstances were. And they didn't feel comfortable in doing it with anybody else. Like I said, there were better players, but the opportunity fell to him and that pressure was incredible. Yeah. In hindsight with baseball, and again, these are owners who were reticent to bring blacks into Major League Baseball. Had it happened with three or four teams at the same time, it probably would have lessened the pressure on everybody because he was a one-man show for a year. But had Larry Doby been brought in, had Satchel Paige been brought in, had, you know, whoever, Cool Papa Bell, whoever, they would have been better off kind of spreading things around. But the owners were cowards, and many of them were racist, and they were just unwilling to take the chance. They thought their fan base was going to get turned off, and some of them just didn't flat out want to do it. The Red Sox were horrific. Tom Yawkey just, you know, refused to do it. They finally took his name down off the street outside of Fenway. And, you know, these guys were kept from making a living basically because of old white men. But Jackie served honorably, and broke ground wherever he went. Another guy was Warren Spahn. Warren Spahn, one of the great left-handers ever. Ranked 32nd as great, one of the greatest baseball players of all time. 10th best pitcher of all time. The stats didn't lie. 363 and 245. Born in 1921. And he pitched until 1965. Finished up with the Giants, where he went 3-4 in his last year. Had the unfortunate distinction of pitching for the Mets. Well, you know, what are you going to do? And I mean, he was basically done after 1963. But understand something here: in 1963, he went 23-7. He was 42 years old. Hello. You know, 23-7. And he dropped to 6-13. The arm literally fell off. But this is a guy that served. And, you know, you talk about, he was just getting his career started, okay? And when he came back after the service at age 25, he was 8-5. The next year, he started winning 20 games pretty consistently. Anyway, just for the sake of discussion, 43, 44, 45. Say he averaged 10 wins. That would have put him close to 400 wins for his career. All right, let's stop right there. When we come back, we'll wrap this hour up here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me. For the government. and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Yeah. You're back with The Attack, wrapping it up here. Thanks to Scott for making sure it all functions. Not always the easiest of tasks. Tonight, Mary Tillman will be on with Ron Barr, and he's doing a special Memorial Day show. And it's been great to be able to talk about that today. Again, we really have a lot of respect for these guys and girls that serve, and we talk about it all the time. But Ron talked the talk and walked the walk way back when with the Gulf. And, I talked about what happened with Pat Tillman. He's going to have Mary Tillman on tonight. And it's a story that need not be forgotten. So make sure you tune in for that. Craig Carton debuts tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific with his three-hour show. So he'll be having some fun with that. And, you know, it's been a privilege talking to you today. We get into this. We like the storylines. You know, we do all this stuff, and we really try to bring you the best in sports broadcasting, and hopefully we do that. We got a game tonight, a game 7, and the NBA, Warriors and the Rockets, and you know, it's game 7. We'll see. Chris Paul's going to be a game time decision regardless, and this is what the great players do. You've seen what's been going on with LeBron. James Harden, regardless of whether Chris Paul is in that lineup or not, needs to step up and make this game his. They have home court advantage. No disappearing act. He's got a decent supporting cast. Everybody needs to up their game a little bit, even if Chris Paul doesn't play. Chris Paul does play. I don't care, hurt, not hurt, whatever the circumstances are. No excuses. That's the way it has to play out. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see, because the Warriors are going to be all guns a-blazing. They took care of their business when they were on the precipice. This is the opportunity right here, right now, to be able to close this series out. So, no excuses. And again, James Harden's going to win the MVP this year. But LeBron's still the best player in basketball. James Harden could go a long way in taking that step forward by winning this series tonight. That's it. Hope you enjoyed it. And we'll be back with more fun and frivolity somewhere down the line. Have a great day, everybody.